This is Davin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. In a region where thousands of acres of national forest land can easily separate one mountain town from the next, it's not unusual for some residents to describe where they live as the middle of nowhere. So, one area brewery is looking to dispel that stigma and show that big and exciting things are happening right here in the mountains, with the launch of a new community forum. Life in a small town can be a rather isolated experience in Western North Carolina, especially for younger residents. When the nearest gas station or grocery store is a 20-minute drive away, or the closest show or shopping mall is three counties over, that can make what's happening at the national level, or just the next town over, seem like a world away. So, to remedy some of this sense of seclusion, a new series of community forums has been launched called Smoky Mountain Voices.
The idea is to not only bring the community closer together, but also bring up more community dialogue.
That's local journalist and event host Garrett Woodward, closing out the very first Smoky Mountain Voices, which had a turnout of about 20 people.
Because I think that in this day and age, we need to be more connected. Realize that your neighbor's a pretty cool person. Is this what you'd like to see more of in Bryson City?
The whole idea for the event came about barside a few years ago, when Woodward got to talking with Nantahala Brewing owner Joe Rowland.
I feel like that once people realize, man, that guy that I see wandering down the street to get coffee every morning, who I've never really known who he is, you know, turned out to be some amazing, like, social activist. Like, we have some amazing people around here.
And as Rowland puts it, what better place to do this than in a small town like Bryson City, in a brewery like Nantahala?
It's been an ongoing goal for us to get to the point where we can provide that. I mean, we have the facility, we have all of the people, we have all the equipment, we have all the means to do it.
The events are kept casual and organized in a Q&A style format. Featured in the first Voices forum was Lisa Weeks, who's running for alderman in Bryson City. She faced questions from Woodward and the public on topics ranging from the national opioid epidemic to local street closures. And at times, it could get a little heated.
I can't believe if you're a candidate, one of the biggest issues that this town has ever been across is should we permanently vacate Fry Street?
As far as Woodward's concerned, a little more back and forth between neighbors never hurt anybody.
What we see on TV every day, national dialogue, huge regional dialogue, there's no one talking about what's going on in your town, at least in your face, unless you read the paper. You're not only putting a face to that journalist that has a byline in your paper that you read every week, you're putting a face to the people that we write about.
The next Voices gathering will feature fellow Bryson City Alderman candidate Ben King. But it's not just local politicians that will be guests at future events. As Woodward says, the series is seeking all manner of mountain residents, including artists, musicians, coaches, and farmers, to name a few. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.